Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tension soaring in Brooklyn tonight as supporters of the NYPD held a counter-protest against Black Lives Matter demonstrators. 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman has more.
Down the street from the 68th precinct, Blue Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter protesters chanted over one another. And there were a few clashes, mostly verbal, along 4th Avenue. This second day of protests between the two groups in South Brooklyn, the counter-protesters say they have to be here.
We must counter the narrative because that's all they're out here for, is because they want to set their own narrative. The problem is, we've been talking for over a month about Black Lives Matter because of George Floyd and that killing. Unfortunately, they're doing this only to counter that.
But it's personal for many on the other side who have family members who are cops. The situation painful for Tatiana Timoshenko, whose son, Detective Russell Timoshenko, was gunned down in the line of duty 13 years ago this week.
My son lost his life because he wants to make the city better. And look what we have today. It's unbelievable. It's a shame.
Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Bay Ridge.